trust that everyone here considers authentication a staple of internet security, and that you think that having more information about the security state of your peer when authenticating them is obviously a good thing if you want to make a good decision. So with that in mind, I want to talk to you about our work to integrate remote attestation as an authentication mechanism in TLS. So first off, who am I? I'm Jonas Michalcia. I'm a senior software engineer in ARM. I do mostly software prototyping, so doing proof of concepts for various software stacks that we think might be useful for our software ecosystems. So looking at an overview of the presentation, so we're going to start with some theory, looking at remote attestation at TLS and how we plan to integrate the two. And then we're going to continue looking at the practice at the prototype that we're building to instantiate the theory and the draft that we're working on. So let's kick off with the theory. What exactly are we trying to improve here? So the current internet security model is mostly based around an assumption that the attacker is somewhere on the communication path between the peers. So what you usually do is you have some sort of certificate that you issue to the workload, and you have the private key associated with that certificate. And the workload can then essentially authenticate itself to its peers. But the problem is that in this trust model, you have to trust that